More bee mortality. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. A survey of beekeepers has shown that last winter saw one of the highest loss rates yet. Colony collapse disorder shows no sign of abating, as nearly 38% of honeybee colonies nationwide died last winter. Losses were 7% higher than the previous winter and nearly 9% higher than the average over the survey's 13-year history. Almost 4,700 beekeepers managing almost 320,000 colonies were surveyed. Kyle Grubbs is with the USDA's Maryland-based Bee Research Lab.
It's going to be an ongoing issue that we need to stay on top of.
Grubbs says the biggest problem bees seem to be having is the parasitic varroa mite, which attaches to the equivalent of the bee's liver.
So if you have the varroa mite latched on and degrading the liver function, then you can imagine how that would compound any other problem that they might have. Trying to find bees that are more tolerant of the mites and more hygienic and able to clean the mites off of each other, so that's kind of a selective breeding thing that we're looking at. We're looking at some natural compounds that you can feed the bees to bolster their immune system.
What troubles me is the fact that almost 2 years ago, I did a number of stories on a scientist who developed a heating unit you could install in a beehive, which killed varroa mites while not harming the bees in the least bit. But Kyle Grubb says all of this will take time before we start to see significant reductions in honeybee loss rates. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.